So, what is baptism? Well, in this church, as in a lot of churches similar to ours, we don't baptise children and babies. Some people may have been baptised as a baby. It's just a different way of interpreting the scriptures. But we don't choose to do that here. Parents instead might bring their children to dedicate them to God and to have a blessing ceremony. But we don't baptise them. We reserve that for when people are old enough to choose for themselves. And it's one of the big decisions of life. It's when someone says, I've decided now to dedicate my life to God. I love God. I trust him to save me and protect me, and I want to follow him. It's a little bit like when somebody comes for a wedding. It's a promise. They're making the promises of life. It's a bit like a wedding. It's not the moment when they first thought about it. It's not the moment when they first fell in love. It's not even the moment when they first decided that this is what they wanted. This today is the moment of public declaration before God that this is going to be a binding promise for the rest of life. So in a moment, William is going to come up and share with us something about his story, how he got to this point in his life, and tell us why he wants to be baptized today. So William, let me invite you up and you can come and tell us about yourself.
Right, good morning everyone. So my journey with God has not been one of the hardest things in my life and the easiest thing at the same time. I think some people might understand that. But I was brought up in a Christian household with men and women of incredible faith. Now, this means that whilst I have had God in my life, my entire life, I also, at some point in my early teens, realized I was standing on my parents' faith. I was standing on my family's faith. And my own, I hadn't developed as much as I needed to. So I decided to step down from my parents' faith as such and go on to my own, which was quite a challenge, as it turned out. And it's taken me probably almost 10 years to fully work out. So after taking this step, I think life threw me some interesting cards. Me and my family had a row of years during my teens that were quite incredibly painful and had significant effect on my life daily and just, you know, that will affect me for the rest of my life. But I, as a reaction to that, as a teenage boy with minimal emotional awareness, I decided to, as I would describe it, I put a wall around myself. I tried to push everyone I could away. It wasn't that I didn't love people and so on and so forth and let them love me, but I couldn't let people be in that internal space because that wasn't safe. And as I pushed everyone away, and I was trying to push everyone, I was giving it a good go at pushing God away in the same space. And that I completely and utterly failed at, as you'd expect. And I found myself, I had built this wall around me, and I had accidentally ended up in a situation where I trapped myself inside a wall with just me and God. So, I, over quite a long set of years, you know, probably 5 years of various troubles, I came to understand that no matter how much I pushed, or how much life tried to push me away from God, or how much anything happened, he was always there, steadfast and unmoving in my heart, and just, I could utterly rely on him. That's why he was always there, and the days when I didn't think I could get up, he got up for me. He got me up. The days I didn't think I could make it to school or make it to university, he moved my legs for me. He got me moving there. And that was, I think, that is the foundation of my faith, is that he is just adamantly always there for me. Then, having gone through this, and now at university, I got to this point where I'm thinking, okay, so I know that God is here for me, and I know there is a God through what I feel and who is there for me, but for those who don't know, I do engineering, so I have quite a logical brain, so I wanted to find proof. So I spent the next few years in various form doing research and so on and so forth of things like, you know, the probabilities that God doesn't exist or doesn't, you know, and then questions everyone asks, like, why is there evil when there's a God, and so on and so forth. And my conclusion in the end of that was the world we live in and the way we live in and the way we are made means that there, for me, I believe there must be a God. And I believe that the God that we believe in must be that God. And I believe that Jesus is here and has, I believe he has died for our sins because, you know, we are all sinners. And I've, you know, as any teenager and any human has, I have sinned plenty in my time. And every time I have asked for forgiveness, there's been something that my friends or equivalent who have not had faith haven't had. And yeah, so over this time, I've asked the questions, and that was the answer I've come to, is that I believe in Jesus. And then, probably only a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, after what that time was 8 years since I left my family's faith as such and went to look for my own and walking my own path, I finally found my own faith. Now, this was through two things. First thing, I started going back to church. That tends to help. Carly and I go to HDB in London, which is very exciting and a wonderful church. But secondly, I started praying a prayer, and I don't actually know where I got the prayer from, because I just started praying it. And it's actually a prayer that many people know, which is, I pray a simple prayer that is, Lord, do with me as you will. It is very simple, and I just pray that God will take me down the path that he desires me to go down, that he wants me to go down. And I utterly submitted myself to his will. And I think over the last few years of praying that prayer regularly, I've just come to utterly understand. And he does lead me. He leads me down the path, and my life has improved since that moment. Not in glitz and glamour or anything, but in faith. And I think that's where my faith now stands, is I utterly trust Jesus to lead me and to be my saviour. Thank you.
Thank you, William.